We hear the phrase big tech all the time, but just how big is big tech? It's your Monday Consumer Tech Update brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. If we flash back just 20 years, the year 2000, here were the world's five most valuable companies. General Electric, worth $319 billion. Exxon, $283 billion. Microsoft, $282 billion. Pfizer, $270 billion, Citibank, worth $240 billion. Today, it's Alphabet, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Facebook, each worth about $1 trillion. Companies like Exxon and many other household names can't come near the $5.2 trillion value of big tech. With this immense wealth comes immense power, which all too often has been misused against the American people, which is why, once the impeachment is over, breaking up big tech will be a major election issue. I'm Kim Komando. Hey, don't forget to get our other podcasts, Komando On Demand. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, or your favorite podcast player.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.